All right, David, we'll get to who said it momentarily. Let's catch up on ticket text. We've asked people, what team do we think we're going to learn the most about this weekend between the Lions, Michigan, and Michigan State? TJ exceedingly negative about Michigan, but he's a Michigan fan, so I respect it. I mean, it's just, leave it to me to be the one like, hey, this is the game I'm giving you before I write you off. Go ahead, David.
Hey, fellas, it's the Lions because they are the only team with any expectations. MSU and Michigan are maybe going to a third-rate bowl game anyway. Hubie in Farmington Hills.
So you're putting them in the Pop-Tart Bowl now because of one loss to Texas. Rico, it is something in the water, man. Amazing.
It has to be the Lions. If all lose this weekend, there is more panic with the Lions than Michigan and Michigan State in my mind.
Look, you'd also be staring down the barrel of a team that's kind of had your number. And I know it doesn't always translate year to year, but Seattle has just had your number.
And they may have it again.
Oh, I can't stand your love for Geno Smith. God, it's so annoying.
I know it annoys you.
I hate it. He's such a bum.
Mm-hmm. I'll learn the most about the Wolverines this weekend. Can Orgy make the throws? Can the O-line block like we're used to seeing? I think part of the reason the Lions won't get voted as the team we can learn the most about is people don't want to believe that the Lions might lose and be facing a year with more struggle than anticipated.
Well, too bad. I mean, that's part of the process. You got to be playing your best ball in December, not September. And the coach already told you, like, look, we may not be ramped up fully up to speed before the bye week. Now, yeah, obviously, I will be disappointed if they lose, but it's how you lose that matters most. Show me. I mean, the NFL, you've seen how thin the margins are. You should have blown the doors off Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Couple of mistakes cost you at least 17 points.
For me, it's the Lions. It's all on Jared Goff. He has looked horrible in the first two games, and I'm nervous.
Now, there's the one, right? See, here, Rico, you know what we're going to deal with next week. If Goff does not look good this week, and he's off to a slow start this season. Oh,
No. And.
Oh, my God.
And their quarterback is mobile? Yeah.
It's mobile Goff season. He's already scrambled for 2 first downs this year. He's on pace for 17 of them. Come on.
Yeah, here's your prop bet casino. Kyler Murray. No, Lamar Jackson total yards against the Cowboys are all of Goff for the year.
Rushing?
Yeah.
That's mobile Goff season.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Mobile Goff.
We get to learn the most about Michigan State. Number one receiver is out. Let's see how that offense operates. Hashtag, thanks, Rico.
Yeah, hashtag, probably not good. That's the most frustrating damn part of right now. You're like, wow, we finally have this guy who's going to be a freshman All-America. He's one of the 2 or 3 best freshman receivers in America outside of that Ryan Williams kid for Bama. He's unlocked fun, and it's like, all right, we're going to BC. It's going to be a tough assignment. At least we can demand they keep a safety over the top if we have Nick Marsh out there. Cutscene. Rico bleeps in the punch bowl.
Once again, how is this my fault? Okay. I guess I was just born.
You hurt Nick Marsh. Yeah. That's what happened. You Jeff Galooly'd him.
RWB, Radio Wild Black. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. So David thinks we learned the most about Michigan. Well, Orgy is an elite quarterback. Also love the Tigers voodoo. Looking forward to more Tigers talk. Andy in Philly.
Yeah, we'll get to that on
Orgy's
Monday.
Elite.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, man, I can't explain why they waited or why was Davis Warren the guy. Is there an injury we don't know about? Was it just more of like a high floor player, limited ceiling? I don't have the answer. But you got a guy who's got immense physical ability here. If you tailor this offense around what he does well and he just doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't that make you better? Think about how many turnovers Davis Warren have in the 3 games.
Ooh.
Fumbles and picks. How many do you have? Six? Seven? Ten?
I think you maybe have 7.
Feels like 6, yeah.
I mean, take that away. Play clean. Look, let's say you go run, run, run. Well, great. The better part of 2 minutes are off the clock, and you punt. and you put your defense on the field and you go, all right, go. Look, USC did it to LSU. LSU's defense is awful. Do I want USC to blow the doors off Michigan? You bet I do. But I'm not letting that impact how I try to look at things rationally. Rigo, don't you think the size of a Big Ten defense could bother USC a little bit?
No.
Okay.
No, I
bother.
No, Mike, because USC has speed. They have they can use, you know, and go east and west.
Right, but when you have to face Grant and Mason Graham inside, that can upend everything you want to do.
Right, but I'm saying is if it's just a quick pass like Texas did, you're just going to throw a quick out to the bubble screen, out to the receiver, you nullify the two tackles they have. That's what I mean. They got the Jimmys and the Joes and enough speed on that team. Yeah.
Your biggest mismatch is probably Lincoln Riley versus Wink Martindale. You want the biggest mismatch? There it is.
Yeah, I heard you this morning talking about Wink. And
Wink sucks.
If your answer to this is just more cowbell.
Yeah, more blitz.
Yeah.
You realize, David, they're blitzing almost 60% of the time and creating no havoc?
I do.
You know what? Let's make it 75.
Another.
Right.
Do it again.
Right. So that, you know what? Quick slant, bang, touchdown.
Michigan State, a win this weekend, and now maybe a 9-win season.
Nine?
That's what they say.
First, okay, no. That basically, you're including a guaranteed win over either Iowa or Michigan, and then you're not even respecting Indiana or Illinois or anybody else on the schedule. I'm sorry, no.
Yeah, the back four, Indiana, Rutgers, Illinois, and Purdue.
Plus, the way state players keep dying on a weekly basis, we don't even have anybody left after the Oregon game.
Maybe it's me. Between state players and the Niners, yeah.
It's tough, man. Yeah. You got a blast radius of disaster around you. It's really something.
Tough in the streets.
All right, this is going to be a David revenge tour. He was upset. We actually had some success and some fun last week. It's time for Who Said It. Let's roll. Our coworkers say stuff. We got to figure it out, and I will credit the crew around me. It was as collaborative as an experience as we've had on this stupid game.
I can just see it now. Tigers.
Yeah. David, go ahead.
So, before you all ask.
Who's eligible?
good one, Evan. Anyone that spoke on these airways this week.
Time frame.
Anyone who spoke on these airwaves.
This week.
Oh, come on. You damn well know we're not listening to where's Numbnuts?
All right, number one. I don't have any long-term concerns with this team. I'm really, really disappointed they lost. I'm not even mad. I'm just extremely disappointed in how they played. From Campbell, Ben Johnson, Jared Goff.
Who wants to kick this off?
I think it's the co-host of the Midday Show. I'm going to guess Kang.
Really? Why?
Because I think he wants to believe long-term, and I think him not being mad but disappointed is something that he would say.
I'm going to go with the
co-host he's my mom.
Of the morning show. Very, you've disappointed me, but I still believe in you. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed at you, James Costa.
Evan.
I agree with Rico because he already has his Super Bowl ring being delivered right to his house. He has the jersey with the cool patches. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's Jim Costa.
The way he was talking about the Lions this morning, you'd think they were playing the Panthers.
No, you would think that the Cardinals shouldn't even show up because there's no point because of what they did last year.
But it was like your parent. I'm not angry at you for losing. I'm just very disappointed.
Yeah, but all is good. All is good.
We're going to go cookies. Kenny is going Kang. David. Who said it? Wow. Oh, time out.
All right, that's enough for me. I'm on here.
Did you break the jank rule?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I swear I didn't.
Integrity matters.
100%.
He went straight Shohei on that one.
That was a 427-foot blast. Exit velo, 118.
Would that be like sign stealing if I did that?
Yeah. Advanced scouting. All right, let's see. Is someone going to tell me what's going on out here?
I'm pretty sure that was Kang, Kenny. I'm pretty sure that was Kang.
Who said it?
Y'all done?
Yeah.
All right.
This was easier last year.
All right, go ahead.
The offensive line hasn't performed as I expected. They're still a good offensive line. I'm not going to sit here and throw them under the bus, but I need to see more from the interior three.
I will lead off and tell you I have said something very similar. I'm not ready to say I said it, but I have called out the interior three. Just trying to get us off on the right foot.
And it's those two words, interior three. You're the only guy that I've heard mention the interior three.
You think it's me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would it be one of the two offensive linemen who
that's,
work
that's
on
exactly
station?
What I was thinking.
Especially one who was an interior lineman. TJ on Monday.
Can you just say the first few words again?
The offensive line.
Thanks. How about a few more,
maybe?
I'm sorry.
The offensive line hasn't performed as I expected.
As I expected. That was...
That sounds like John to me.
No, because even he was talking this morning that the cart, like, everything is fine. Everything's fine. It was just like a free game that they gave
out.
So
it could be an overreaction Monday.
See, David said anybody on the airwaves, I'm going to take a chance on TJ because TJ is probably one of the five people in the world who actually watched the middle three of the line.
I'll cover the other side then because we got to do the whole O-line thing. So I'll say John.
I'm pretty sure Milliken's coached football before. It might have been him.
Oh, you're right.
In the Tecumseh area.
Right. I'm still going with Mike Valeni, though.
Rico's got me thinking here with this TJ thing.
Look at you making the man think on a Friday.
The whole throw him under a bus thing, did I say that? I don't know if I said that.
I don't recall you saying
it. And I could see you chucking people under a bus.
Exactly. It's what we do.
There's a bus.
And if you
here
think
you are.
I mean, we
Voss
really talk.
Meet limbs.
We talk Tigers most of the week, so it was only just that one day, and I don't recall.
All right, well, I'll go TJ with it. And if you're wrong, I'll blame you just like for Nick Marsh's injury.
That's right.
All right.
I'll hit you with my car again.
David, who said it?
Okay. I knew it was one of the two.
This is unprecedented 2-for-2 start by
congratulations,
me.
Congratulations, Kenny.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I should have said Jansen because he hates interior linemen.
That's he does.
Good. That's a good
he
point,
He hates
too.
Them. So
any opportunity to
that.
Throw them under
yep.
a bus? Yeah,
yep.
No, you're right.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Number three.
55 pass attempts. I mean, that doesn't seem like the Lions' recipe to win.
Scott the Gator Anderson.
It's so vague.
It's not vague. He's saying throwing a ball 55 times is too much.
No, I mean vague as in anybody could have said that.
I know I criticized 100%. The amount of pass attempts. You know, this is where David is really mean. Yeah. You were upset that
he
we beat you in your own
us.
Game. Yeah.
He's not even looking at us.
Please. Anybody could have said it.
I mean, give me a break. Go ahead, Evan.
I'm saying Gator. It just sounds Gator.
One more time, please, David.
Football.
Lions, Dan Campbell.
55 pass attempts. I mean, that doesn't seem like the Lions' recipe to win.
It's the I mean that gives me Gator vibes.
Why is he said it a lot?
I think so.
Rico.
I do as well, but I don't really talk. So.
This could be anybody.
This is not fair by David.
It is not. I'll go with Doug. I'll go with the co-host.
Doug.
Recipe to win? I was thinking Doug off first blush, too. I'll go Doug.
Well, who's in his headset? I kind of want to go with it now, too.
Yeah, hold on. Are you violating the jank
I swear
rule?
I would exercise the jank rule if I had to.
He would jank himself. He would.
Many times.
Can we just... Let me hear it one more time.
55 pass attempts. I mean, that doesn't seem like the Lions' recipe to win.
Or does it?
So damn vague.
Say a name.
Maybe I know I said things like that a bunch this week.
Guess Mark Ryan.
Guess Mark Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, your daily dose of positivity and things. Hello, my friends.
Right to the skull. I'll guess myself and we'll move on. Go ahead, David.
Oh, please be Mark Ryan.
Oh, my God. Enough with the oversized humans.
He is a big fella, isn't he?
Damn it. Wow. Go to number four.
David's been killing it.
Yeah, because last week, God forbid, we had fun.
Once the core is here, we're going to spin. The core is here. We have Parker Meadows. We have Riley Green. They're here now.
That's the core.
I have to exercise the Jenkins rule.
Okay, well, Rick. It kind of gives you a clue, doesn't it?
Tell me.
Well, he works on another show. Kenny does.
So one more time, David.
Does he? Because all I see is him avoiding answering the phone.
Once the core is here, we're going to spin. The core is here. We have Parker Meadows. We have Riley Green. They're here now.
Gator.
I'm going to go Gator.
Yeah.
Gator.
Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah. I'll go with it. But is the core really only two guys?
I'll do my best not to be offended by this because I'm 90% sure I said this.
What?
Yeah. We were talking because I'm the only doubter of
the core's here. The Tigers.
Well, I'm the only doubter of Harris not spending because our core is here right now. Oh, I think I said that.
Oh, I hope it's
I think on a certain level we've all said something similar. Right. Damn it. I thought him going the jank rule meant it was going to be midday.
You wanted me to use the jank rule. I used the jank rule. Jeez.
David, who said it?
What'd I say? I was gonna say don't anybody say anything mean because I think it's me.
To be fair,
let's go ahead and check this bank account when this is in the break.
I know.
Here's the thing. To be fair, Kenny, I think you improperly used the jank rule.
Why is that?
If you think it's you, it's
I knew
no,
it was me.
It's no problem
yeah, you,
with
yeah,
saying
you had not
say
heard that.
It's me.
I knew the answer 100%. That's what the jank rule is for.
Well, you
no?
said 100%
no,
on every
if you
every
know,
answer.
You can say, yeah, guys, I said that.
Kind of feels like somebody stole somebody's notebook and got all the answers before the test.
But I didn't feel like I think I said it. I knew 100% I said it. All right, fine. You know what?
No, you're fine.
I'll break
Relax.
The rule. I'll break the rule next time.
Everybody just calm down.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Spy glasses. It's like when Victor Martinez accused Chris Sale of having somebody in the outfield.
David, next.
All right, final one. They're getting it done, and they don't have extraordinary track records in the minors. That, to me, is what's mind-boggling.
Boggling.
All right, so I think, I don't know that I know the answer, but I think I know the answer. Am I allowed to guess, or
yes!
What would you like
yes!
to do?
Yes!
I think that's Gator. Nobody watches minor league baseball and cares more about the minors than Gator.
I'll refrain from saying what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
I'm going to think that's Wojo.
You know,
boggling.
I haven't gotten anyone. I'm just going to throw a Hail Mary.
Throw it.
Mark Ryan.
I've loved this team for years.
Ben, you've been here for 6 minutes. I've loved them since Ernie was here.
Do another fist pump.
That's actually a good impression. That's actually a very good impression.
Are you okay?
I'm just thinking of him helped design the Old English D.
He's the founder of the 1901 Society. Guy's been here for 7 minutes.
Did you see him fist pumping, though, after the Guardians win? Come on.
Focus.
He was excited.
Yes!
Marv Albert.
Right.
Yes! And it counts. Patrick Ewing.
Jose Ramirez.
All right, I quit. You know what? We're done. Just tell me who said it and move on. Damn it.
All right. Kenny totally cheated.
Got one.
Kenny got them all.
I got one. We're off the schneid. I'll leave Kenny alone. He had a great round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Michigan had a great season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. And that is who said it. All right, cruising towards 5 o'clock. You missed anything, Odyssey.com Rewind. We were asking the question. We got three games this weekend for our three local teams. Clearly, we're going to learn a lot about each. Michigan and USC, Michigan State, BC, and the Lions at the Cardinals. Who, by the way, despite Jim Costa's best attempts, are not 31.5-point favorites at Tulsa. They're 3-point favorites at an NFC West football team.
You mean it doesn't work like it does in college?
No, they're not favored by 49.5 like Penn State over Kent. So here's the deal. Who are we going to learn the most about? Phone lines are open for the first time in a while. 248-539-9797. But first, the injury report. David.
Yes, we do have the injury report. Iffy out again. That's no surprise there. But Dan Campbell did say they're not going to put him on the IR. So I guess we'll see what happens with him next week. Enos Rakestraw out with a hamstring this week. This one, I guess, can be encouraging. We may see as the game time comes. But Alex Anzalone, questionable. So with a concussion, I guess we'll see how things go tomorrow.
Okay.
Tyrion Arnold, questionable. But he's been sick this week, so
right. But he's not trending in the right direction. Correct. Is what I read.
Correct.
Look, this is not a week you need to be banged up in the secondary. And I understand most people don't know who the hell Michael Wilson is. He's good. They don't know who Greg Dortch is.
Right.
He's good. Trey McBride is one of the five best tight ends in football on a receiving level. And obviously, I haven't said the name, but Marvin Harrison has ability. He's polished and ready. And that's before you get to James Conner in the run game, but also the receiving game. Multiple targets each week. So
very underrated running back.
And old.
Yeah, he just hangs around.
He's 29, and he does look good. But no, I get a little concerned with being banged up in the secondary, plus you're young. You know, you better hope Arnold goes. If Arnold doesn't go and Rakestraw's out, yes, Amik will play the slot. Carlton Davis will do a respectable job on one side, but it's going to leave a couple of wide open spots there. And if Anzalone can't play, you're going to thrust a guy in Jack Campbell. Look, Campbell can't beat Anzalone or Derek Barnes out for snaps. And now, look, this week, who's covering Trey McBride? Now, I would assume Brian Branch will play a big role in that. But, look, Arizona's a challenge, despite what Cookies said this week. I mean, Cookies has got the Lions winning, like, Lions 100, mini Cardinals 2.
Yeah. I mean, he is very confident. But remember, he was the cocky one last week. And it was like,
I was guilty last week. The crazy part is the box score played out like exactly like what I thought. It just didn't translate to, you know, actual points.
Yeah.
Now, if, okay, don't let Goff play bad this week, please. If Goff plays bad, you know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It'll be a.
And we said this earlier in the week, if you guys didn't join us, which is totally understandable. But two of Goff's six worst starts as your Lions quarterback in the last 3 years, weeks 1 and 2 this year.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. A lot of Hendon Hooker talk.
No. Silence. David.
No.
Wow.
Please.
But you know, especially if Murray's mobile, why don't we have a guy? Oh, we do. He's on our bench.
Goff is mobile. Two first down scrambles in 2 games. Mobile season. He did a lot of speed work in the offseason with Apollo Creed.
There is no tomorrow.
He was running the beaches of Malibu. Go ahead, David.
So someone wants to answer your question, Mike. Earlier you asked about the turnovers for Davis Warren. Well, as a team, someone says Michigan had 8 turnovers last year for 15 games. So far they have 7 this year. So maybe they play Warren because he looks like JJ, but it's bad, Mike, in Walt Lake.
And my point is, if you take the turnovers off the table and a punt is a win, you're better. That's the whole thing. Like, I understand it. Look, if Orgy can't throw a forward pass at all, even if it's schemed up perfectly for him, you're dead. But if you do what I'm telling you to do, I think you're absolutely capable of winning this football game.
Yeah, I heard you this morning saying something, and I was like, that's actually how the military academies do it. Reduce the game down to 7 or 8 possessions.
Yep.
And then you're in this thing.
Yep.
But that's going to require that offensive line and that run game to really get out there and just start running downhill.
Yeah, and you're right, Rico. I don't run from this at all. To execute it, you require the discipline of a service academy.
Yeah.
All three phases have to work together. Everyone's got to do their part. And again, if we believe still Michigan's defense is the strength of this team, then let them be the strength. They don't have to be a top 5 unit to execute this concept. Yeah. They're not a top 5. They're probably a top 30 defense, top 25 defense. But punt the football. Stop with the turnovers.
Yeah.
And USC, look, here's what I'd be afraid of. And this is where you're going to be right. I don't have an argument when it's Lincoln Riley versus Wink Martindale. Lincoln will do what it takes to win. Wink, blitz again. More. They're blitzing almost 60% of the time and not getting home.
Yeah, because I didn't see any adjustments in the Texas game. And I know Texas is the number 1 team in the country, but there were no adjustments. Texas just simply said, okay, we're bored. We're going to win this game. We don't want to get anybody injured. You didn't stop them. They just called off the dogs.
Can we stop with Michigan has an elite defense? Texas dropped a bomb on them, and USC is about to completely expose the entire Michigan team.
Okay, I have not used the word elite defense. I don't know why you're yelling at me. I said top 30. Like I hey, you know who said elite? Let's see. I got a collection of those people. Or, but it ain't none of us. I told you from Jump Street I didn't think they were going to be nearly as good as last year, minus the fact you don't know the other team's plays. We also said the O-line's going to take a big step back. I still thought it would get you to 9 wins. Now, you lose this game, maybe it's 8. The point is, it's the way you're playing. To Rico's credit, he's been ahead of this. David's been ahead of it. I'm not being stubborn. I'm giving a team a second chance. Not a third or a fifth or a tenth, like there's a logo on my paycheck. I'm giving them a second chance because they may have played the best team in America.
Right.
But I'm unfair. Right, cultists?
Well, no, what hurts me is when I hear Sherrone Moore say, hey, guys, you know, Orji can throw the ball. I was like, no. If you're going to play him, use his best attribute. It's his legs. Run some speed option. Run all types of things, but you're running the ball. Mike, like you said, very similar to what you see with Central Florida. But he's making it sound like, nah, you guys, just wait. He could throw, which leads me to say, well, if he could throw the ball so well, why wasn't he starting from game one?
I'm all confused. I don't have the answer. Look, here's the other thing, though, right? We lived... Okay.
Oh, these are sick helmets, too. Yeah.
Oh, Ole Miss? Yeah, those are beautiful. No, oh, Stanford's are nice tonight. Yeah. I'm only saying it because, look, Mark D'Antoni is the best coach MSU will ever have, right? Mark mismanaged every quarterback competition he ever had.
He really
ever.
Did.
Ever. Go through the list. He did.
Guys won the job in spite of Mark.
Right, like by default, after 17 other people got a chance. Connor Cook. It took Keith Nichol blowing his elbow out for Cousins to get a shot.
Yeah, they split time for an entire season.
Oh, never forget the Halloween game at Minnesota. The point is, he never got a quarterback competition right. Mm-hmm. So, it happened. Bleep happens. All right, we'll reset the deck top of the hour. Who are we going to learn the most about this weekend? Rico's going to give you the full state injury report as well. Oh, wait, everyone's hurt. 97-1.